Welcome back to the Success in Trucking podcast, powered by ES. And thanks for connecting with us again to hear our special series of episodes highlighting the return of the Expedite Expo, which will be held July 16th and 17th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. As we mentioned throughout the series, Expediter Services will be serving as the presenting sponsor of the Expo. The 2021 edition of the Expedite Expo will be held at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum Conference Center in Fort Wayne, and the return of the event will mark a milestone as the Expedite Expo will be celebrating its 20th anniversary. In this episode of the Success in Trucking podcast, we'll be talking with Steve Kochensperger, who works with the finance team at Expediter Services. As we continue our countdown to this year's Expedite Expo, Greg Thompson, the executive producer of the Pod Wheels Network, will spend some time talking to Steve about what he'll be doing at the event in Fort Wayne. As you'll hear, Steve has been working with owner-operators in the area of truck financing for more than 20 years now. In all of that time, as he details throughout this interview, Steve has not seen a comprehensive truck ownership program that compares to what ES has to offer. Now let's take you to our interview with Steve, who connected with the Pod Wheels Network by phone.
Steve, welcome to the Success in Trucking podcast powered by ES. As we mentioned to folks at the top, you are going to be part of the group in the ES booth at the Expedite Expo. We're looking forward to seeing you July 16th and 17th. Tell us a little bit about how things are going these days in the world of truck financing and working with ES.
Well, it's good to be with you, Greg. The world of trucking right now in finance has been a little tight, mainly because of the pandemic and stuff, but it doesn't really affect ES's program because they have one that's totally unique. They look at the entire person. They don't just look at the credit report. They want to make sure that they finance people that have good attitudes and they have the desire to own a truck. Because a lot of people want to become an owner-operator, but they really don't know why. They just heard it's a good thing to do. Since you're actually starting a business, not just buying a truck, you have to have people that have that kind of entrepreneurial type attitude that they want to start a business and they want to be successful. The ES program is unique in the fact that with the entire company behind each owner-operator, as far as how they support them, they each have a service coordinator that they can talk to all the time. With the discounts that they get in their fuel and insurance, if the person actually uses the program and uses all the resources that ES makes available to them, it's pretty easy to be successful as an owner-operator in the ES program.
And Steve, I'm glad you mentioned all of that because it is owning a business, and that is really the key. We've talked on the podcast before how ES partners with folks that want to become owner-operators, and they work with them on becoming business owners because, as you said, it's owning a business. And when you look at the scope of support, you hit it on the head. They're setting you up for success. And really, if you work the program, if you put your trust in ES and what they have to offer, you follow the steps and you also work with them and use them as a resource, it's really hard not to be successful at this.
I agree with that. The people that I've financed with them over the years, it's been about 10 years that I've been helping them with the finance program. I've seen people that if they really take all the resources that they give them, endorse everything that they do, and then just do the old-fashioned work thing, they can make it work and they can make a lot of money. We've helped people build from one truck to pretty large fleets within their fleet just because they took what was offered by ES and put their own entrepreneurial spin on it, and it's worked out extremely well. We had a young couple of guys that now have a fleet that's over 75 trucks. They started it out just about 6 years ago with their first truck with ES.
And that shows you the potential that this program has. And Steve, I know you speak from experience, and I want you to share just how long you've been in this industry, because as you mentioned, you've been working with ES for around 10 years, but you've got around 20 years of experience working in the industry, working in the area of finance. Tell us about that.
I've been financing primarily transportation and more specifically owner-operators since 2001. The biggest customer that I took on was an organization called the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association, or the OOIDA. When I started a finance program for them in 2004, they had 119,000 members at that point that we were providing financing for. over a five-year period that I ran a program for them, they grew to 160,000 members. As part of our agreement, I handed the program off to them. Basically, I was training all the processors and everybody on how to do it themselves. So I handed it off to them, and then they made it just strictly an OIDA program. But it worked out very successfully for them. We financed a lot of trucks for a lot of owner-operators.
As you mentioned, about 10 years ago, you got connected with ES. What were your first impressions of the company, and can you talk about how they've grown through the years working with owner-operators?
About 10 years ago, I flew down to Memphis and met with Paul and Jason Williams. They said that they had a lot of their contract drivers in their fleet at that time was approaching them about potentially becoming owner-operators and maybe buying the trucks that they were driving. They really hadn't thought about doing that before. They said, that sounds like a good idea, sell their current trucks off to some of the contract drivers and then replace those trucks with more contract drivers so their fleet stays about the same size, but the growth is coming from the owner-operator side. It's worked out real well. The owner-operator size fleet is much larger than their own fleet at this point. Over the years, we started out with strictly straight trucks, and we've added tractors now. We have a number of carriers that we support by financing their owner-operators for them.
And when you look at what's happened over the last 10 years, you now have the Path to Ownership program that has been very successful with ES. And we talked about taking folks who are professional drivers, giving them the opportunity to become contractors, then owner-operators, and having your own business. Can you talk about what's happened in that regard over the last few years?
Sure. The ES program is totally unique in the entire transportation arena. Finance for different dealerships and other organizations over the years. The ES program is the most supportive program I've ever seen. As we said before, there's a support system right from the day you make that decision. The credit and finance side of it is unique in that they really are more concentrated on the person's ability to operate a truck and make a profit with the truck than worrying about why they missed a credit card payment 2 years ago. The credit score is obviously looked at, but our focus is more on how much revenue can you generate? Can you make the truck cash flow? If it does, then we want to get you in that truck and help you start your own business, make some money for yourself. If it continues to flourish as far as that individual business and you want a second truck and a third truck, we can make that work for you. But it all depends on the ability of the entrepreneurial spirit and the owner-operator to show us that you can handle the management side of adding a second truck. Driving your own truck is one thing, but actually managing a second and a third truck, that becomes a whole different ball game because now you're working with people that are working for you, and some people have better interpersonal skills than others. There again, they still have the platform to support them. The service coordinators are an important part of that, and the program discounts are an important part of that. But altogether, it's just the entire nature of this business to at ES to embrace our owner-operators and try to make them as successful as we can.
And I wanted to ask you this because you are in a unique place where you're able to work with somebody on a very intimate level, because talking about finance is one of those things that we don't often do. And then to be able to talk with folks, do an evaluation, give that to ES, and then see how ES works with your evaluation along with their evaluation, setting up these folks for success, making sure that everybody is on the same page. Like you said, are you focused on the work? Can you manage what needs to be done on a business side? Ensuring a path to success for everybody. But to see these folks, and as you mentioned earlier, to see somebody go from one truck to 75, that's got to be very satisfying for you.
What is, and it's satisfying for the people at ES too to know that they put together a program that allows for that type of growth. I've actually been in finance for a total of 40 years, but I've only concentrated on the vehicle financing for 20 years. I've owned my own businesses since like 1971. I've been an entrepreneur myself for 50 years. That kind of dates me a little bit.
Yeah, yes.
But when I talk to somebody, I can get a feeling or a hint whether or not they really are embracing that entrepreneurial drive themselves, and do they really understand that they are starting a business. They're just not getting a truck because they think they can make a few more bucks each month owning a truck versus just driving a truck. I really want to see, when I talk to them, where they're coming from. Have they really thought about the fact that when they buy a $150,000 truck, do they understand the magnitude of what they have to take care of there and how to use that truck as a tool to run their business? It's an unusual situation where somebody can be given an opportunity to purchase, in most cases, if it's a tractor, a brand new truck. And in the straight truck side, typically they start off with one of the trucks out of the fleet. But if they graduate into a place where they can start buying their own trucks, I mean, a refrigerated straight truck right now, you're looking at investing $280,000. And that's a huge investment for them, but it's also an investment by ES to make sure that that truck is making money.
And one of the things that ES says, and you note it right here, is that ES stands beside that business owner. And at ES, as they say, you never stand alone. What you just talked about there, Steve, is an excellent illustration of the total scope of the ES program and how it works. Let's talk a little bit about the Expedite Expo, because this is going to be your first opportunity in quite a while, as well as it is for everybody, to meet face-to-face and talk trucks, talk about this program, and talk about financing. Talk to me about what typically happens with you and your partner, Roger, at an Expedite Expo.
Yeah, we enjoy the expos. It's good to be able to meet people that we've phoned in some cases. In other cases, it's somebody that is just their first introduction to ES is at a show like this. We get an opportunity to explain to them what type of opportunity they could take care of by endorsing their desire to be an owner-operator through the ES program. We really do enjoy the one-on-one, face-to-face, and that was an opportunity lost to the pandemic last year, but we really are kind of excited about what's coming up here. We have a lot to talk about because ES has such a program that there's very few things that they don't cover to help somebody stay successful. A lot of people really almost, when you tell them the entire story, almost think it's too good to be true because it is totally unique out there. There's nothing that provides the type of support system, the financing opportunity based on your ability to operate a truck versus just your credit. We have people that have done really, really great things with the ES program. We have many, many people out there that are being very successful because they proved to us through the PTO program, the path to ownership, that they do know how to operate a truck and they knew how to cash flow a truck.
And they proved they're worth the risk, right?
They're worth the risk from what our standpoint is and ES's standpoint is, based on how we know our support systems will help a person who can prove that they can do the work, that they're willing to put in whatever time and resources they have to make it work. We just enhance that by offering the entire platform that ES has developed over the 10 years.
So, Steve, I want to get into some of the particulars that happen with you and Roger in the booth. You guys are there. Yes, you're talking about the program along with the other members of the ES team, but there are going to be a few occasions, and ES hopes that there are more than just a few, of folks that are going to be able to go from beyond talking about the program and say, I'm really interested. I want to take those first steps. One of those first steps is sitting down with you or Roger and walking through the initial financial download process. Talk to us about how that takes place. What are you guys doing there? Because as we talked about before we started the recording, going in and talking to somebody at a bank or anybody about a loan, and I know there are different apps out there now, and they say you can get a home loan, do all this, but you got to go into a lot of details. It is stressful. So how do you guys work with people and minimize that stress process, understanding that this is just the start of a conversation?
One of the things nice about a show is we have a lot of the people from ES are there also, because when Roger or myself are sitting down talking to people about the financing, we're also going to want to introduce them to Danny Vernon. We'll be showing them the examples of the trucks that we finance. There's also going to be people there from their recruiting, so we can basically take them around and they can get not just our opinion of ES, they can actually talk to some ES people and see what they have to offer them as well. The expo is an excellent forum to be able to give them the entire program and story in a relatively short period of time, rather than say, well, we'll have somebody give you a call next Tuesday. They can go over and meet the person face to face. The expo is an excellent place. If you have somebody that really shows an interest, you have a good opportunity to actually show them what ES can do and get them ready to sign on the dotted line.
When they're sitting down with you and Roger, they can start that process of the financial evaluation. So what are you guys doing in those first steps?
In most cases, what we're going to do is we're going to tell them exactly what we're going to be expecting to see. We want to find out about their driver history. Have they ever been an owner-operator before? We're going to try to do everything to make sure that they are successful. When we finance them, their true finance programs, their loans. It's very competitively priced as far as what they charge as far as rates, too, because many people that we have come through our program, their credit would not pass the muster at any of the banks that I do business with. If we presented that application to a bank other than ES, they would just turn them down. Where ES, let's look at the person, let's look at what they've done, let's find out more about why they've had some issues if they had. Like I said before, a number of times, they know how to drive that truck and they know how to cash flow it. And we feel that the character is there, their attitude, their aptitude to be able to understand the program and use it, then there's a good chance we're going to finance them. And it's going to be at a rate that they couldn't get anywhere else for people that are in that less than perfect credit crowd. Let's put it that way.
Somebody that's had some bumps in the road, and we've all been there, but everybody's experience is a little bit different. But what's nice is that somebody can actually walk into the booth, get to know the folks at ES, get to know the program, then sit down with you guys. Sitting down with you guys, Steve, it sounds like it's a friendly experience, where as opposed to when you walk into some banks or financial institutions and you're looking for a loan, it can be kind of a scary thing.
We try to take that off the table right away when they come in, especially at the show itself. We're just exploring with them whether or not they're going to be a good fit for the program. We want to find out first what their expectations are, and then we explain how we can help them reach their goals that they've set. If they haven't set any goals, it's a good time to start setting them if you want to become an entrepreneur.
You're starting to have those serious conversations. As we said at the beginning, there are a number of folks that get into the industry, become drivers, and the idea of becoming an owner-operator and controlling your destiny is very appealing. When it goes from an idea to reality, you are one of those folks that walk them through all of those steps along with the ES team to say, are you ready for this? Do you understand P&Ls? Do you understand cash flow? Do you understand that you are running a business? Those can be very heavy conversations. They are also very valuable conversations, but they're also ones that from your side of it, when you see somebody where it clicks, it's going to be, hey, this is why I'm doing this.
Right. You mentioned it before. I do get a satisfaction out of helping a person become an owner-operator through the ES program. You can see that they were excited about the opportunity. They took it, they embraced it, and they become a very successful person. Very few other places would have been able to give that person that opportunity, because most banks, it's a pretty cut and dried thing. It is nice to be able to talk to somebody 2 years, 3 years ago, you helped them get a truck, and they're now getting their second truck, or they're ready to trade their first truck in and get a newer truck, and they really have been made a success of the business that you helped get started.
Is that one of the things you're looking forward to in the expo, is the chance to see some of the members of the ES community who are coming back to check in with ES, kind of look and see what's going on?
It's always fun to be able to put a face with a name that you've talked to. When you're going through this process, you're talking on the phone quite a bit to these people, and you feel you get a certain sense of who they are and how they're going to do and stuff. But it's always fun to be able to actually shake their hand and look them in the eye and say, I'm really glad that you've been able to take this opportunity and make a success out of it. It's good to also meet other people from the industry and get ideas. So the expo, at least for myself, and I know for Roger, we enjoy just going and seeing what the other people in the industry are doing. every expo I've been to, and I've been going to them for, I think the first one I went to was 2012 up in Wilmington, Ohio. No one's ever been able to come up with a program that even comes close to matching what ES is able to provide to their potential owner-operators.
What do you like most about working with owner-operators and working within this program at ES?
The owner-operators, and like I said, I used to finance for $160,000 at OIDA. That's where it really got my feet wet with the owner-operator as an individual. They're your die-hard, cut-in-the-wool type person that wants to just do it his way. He doesn't want a boss. He wants to be able to take his truck and put it with a carrier that he likes. That's where ES comes in. We start them off, and they really have no reason to leave. We get a lot of our leads from ES drivers talking to other people out there in the industry saying, you don't like your carrier, you ought to talk to these people. They know how to take care of you. We get fuel discounts. We get insurance discounts. And they're just really nice people to work with. The service coordinators, all the executives, Paul and Jason and Jeff and Danny and everybody there. There's nobody there that's not going to represent ES on a very high level. You don't find that a lot in trucking. There's a lot of trucking companies out there that are just basically, they'll work their drivers and their owner-operators to death and figure that they're replaceable. They don't really have a family feel to it like what ES has.
Steve, what you said really resonates, and it resonates for a lot of reasons. One, as you mentioned, the ES team really cares, and they are invested in the success of those who are in the ES community, those who are in their program, and the fact that ES gets a lot of folks coming into the community from folks who are behind the wheel who have made that step to go from professional driver to contractor to owner-operator to running their business. As you know, there's no better endorsement than a professional driver or owner-operator saying, these guys are the real deal. As we know, being in this industry for a long time, there's a lot of chatter out there. There's a lot of green grass on the other side of the fence. And I think that most professional drivers have become conditioned to the fact that there is a lot of stuff that just doesn't walk. You got to have the proof of delivery in this business, and ES does that.
I can't agree more. That's one of the big things. One of the common themes when I'm talking to people that have been in the program for a while is they just can't believe how nice everybody is and how helpful they are. Their motto, never stand alone, is actually true. I mean, if somebody needs something out there, they're going to make arrangements. Their truck is broke down, they'll get it to a garage. They'll make sure that the truck gets repaired, and then they can work it out with you later. But they want to make sure that you're back on the road and that you're okay and are back in the freight lanes and ready to make some money.
Well, Steve, as you know, when we get talking about the ES program, we could talk a long time about it. We've covered a lot of things here. Really appreciate the time. Looking forward to seeing you at the expo. It's hard to believe we're going to have an in-person event here in mid-July. The countdown is on. I'm sure you're looking forward to being there.
I look forward to seeing you again, Greg, and look forward to see all the people from the ES side. And hopefully we'll see a lot of good people attending this year, and we'll have a great show.
That's Steve Kochensperger with his closing comments on this edition of the Success in Trucking podcast. We'd like to thank Steve for his time and perspective. As we mentioned at the top of the podcast, Steve works with the finance team at Expeditor Services. Before we close out this edition of the Success in Trucking podcast, we'd like to remind you that the return of the Expedite Expo will take place July 16th and 17th. The event is free for anyone interested in attending. The 20th anniversary of the Expedite Expo will be held at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum Conference Center in Fort Wayne, Indiana. As always, the event is being hosted by On Time Media, and you can register to attend by visiting the following website, expediteexpo.com. That website again is expediteexpo.com. As we mentioned in the opening of the podcast, Expeditor Services will be serving as the presenting sponsor of the Expo. Along with featuring two display booths at the show, ES will also be hosting the largest event during the 20th annual Expedite Expo when the company holds its Insight Dinner at the Expo. Taking place on Friday, July 16th, the Insight Dinner at the Expo offers a unique opportunity for all current and prospective qualified contractors attending the Expo. This special Insight event from ES begins with the doors opening at 4:30 p.m. and dinner being served beginning at 5 in Banquet Room B, inside the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum Conference Center. courtesy of ES, the Insight Dinner at the Expo is free to all attendees of the event, and the ES team has planned a terrific menu for the meal. The Insight event at the Expo provides attendees with an informal setting where they can get to know members of the ES team, hear informative updates on the latest trends in trucking, while getting an introduction to the programs available through ES. The Insight Dinner at the Expo is a free event with a buffet-style dinner. Anyone interested in attending the Insight Dinner at the Expo can contact Expediter Services for more information and to make reservations for this dinner event. The toll-free number at Expediter Services is 877-349-9303. That toll-free number again, 877-349-9303. You can also register for the dinner through the company's website. When you visit essuccessintrucking.com, just scroll down the front page and you'll see the Insight Dinner at the Expo banner with the Register Now button. Once again, thanks for spending part of your day with us on the Success in Trucking podcast powered by ES. For the latest news and happenings at ES, visit essuccessintrucking.com. That's essuccessintrucking.com. As always, ES reminds anyone interested in taking the next step in your trucking career that if you can drive the truck, you can own the truck.